Oh, it's late, Richie. We're late. Okay, the boys, I come. Let's make a start here. Yesterday, a quick sick on what we said yesterday. Yesterday, we said over construction toys. So we spoke about construction toys, and we said that construction toys, which you screw together, and they bond together like a Meccano set, or whatever, I don't know if they still exist anymore, but those sets which you bond together, proper bonding, that is l'chayra problematic, mitzad binyan. That's called a keli, which is very strong, sticks together, and therefore that is a problem of making mountain chunks. Then we spoke about regular building blocks. That means things that you just pile up one on top of the other. That is no problem whatsoever. The only problem is if you can't buy an oil. You mustn't make an area of one tefach by one tefach by 3 tefach. We had a measurement yesterday, we showed what it looked like. Not very big. That could be a problem, but the actual building itself is no problem. Then we spoke about Lego. Lego itself. So this looks like it's a big machlokes. I can't be machria this because it looks like it's a big machlokes. The first shaila is Lego called bechozek? Is it called a strong bond? Is it called strong? Is it stuck together well, Moshe?
It's an old-fashioned
It's well, but if you give it a knock, myself, it could easily fall apart. I might hit his whole thing. That looks like a big shiloh. That looks like a big machlokes aposkim. If it's called bechozek, then there's a big tzad to say that's also to make on Shabbos. Then, well, I mean, it's not a big tzad. That's one tzad to say that it's also to make on Shabbos then, because it's like making a binyan bekeli, which is bechozek. That's not allowed to be done. Even if you hold it is bechozek, it's a chiddush. It's also even if you hold it is bechozek, there is a tzad to say that something which is made to be undone regularly, that's your plane. Everyone knows it's not meant to be a regular thing. It could be that's not called a binyan. Yes, Lodl, it's not posh of that. Yeah. So some saying some asri because of binyan, some don't. Rafael's got an interesting horror. He says he's not worried about binyan and makapatish. He says that's no problem whatsoever. But he's worried about two points. Interesting points. I don't know how other possum get around this. And then he's worried about sometimes kosev. Sometimes a person makes a meaningful shape with a Lego. I mean, a child plays along with Lego for Shabbos morning, whatever he's doing, and he wants to make a little toy car. It's a meaningful shape. He wants to keep it. It's a nice surah. It's made a nice shape. That's a
kosev.
Oh, that's a shame. I forgot to bring the safer again. But someone says, I remember Siam Ben Shaw says that something which is meant to come open and undone is regularly undone. It's a chiddush. This I must say, it's a chiddush. It's regularly meant to be undone. You know, you can leave for a few days like this, yeah.
Yeah, I think
this is yourself. Oh, thank you. You don't mind if it's not too much bother.
No.
Yeah, Shkoyev. If you, what do you call it? If it's meant to be undone regularly, some people want to tie it, and maybe that is not a problem. It's a chiddush. And the other problem he's raised, which is also an interesting point, is the problem of oil. Very often when you make these Lego things, you make houses or things like that, you make things, you put things inside the house, that's the whole storage, that's the whole problem of oil. That, okay, well, that's to avoid that. So one by three amos, which we said yesterday, is not very big. One by three, it's not very big. It's 8 centimeters by 8 centimeters by 24, it's not very big. What? 3 tefachim high. Sorry, quite right, sorry. It makes up with Amos, yeah. It's one by one. It's 8 by 8 by 8. I had a picture of it yesterday. We had a Lego model yesterday of it here, and it's not very big. That would be the chayra problem of making on Shabbos as an oil. Okay, boys, let's move on. That is the more or less what we said yesterday in Hilchas, what's the name? In Hilchas Binyan. Now, the chayra, what we said also yesterday was interesting. The Moshe, someone's got a high chair which can be converted into a low stool. So you take it off, you dismantle it, and you screw it together, the Moshe. That's the problematic to do on Shabbos. That screwing, everything you do is screwing, the chayra, is a problem. Even certainly there. A spring I have to check out. That's interesting. Yeah, a lot of these things lock together, and I have to check out. The chayra, that should be alright, but I must check it out, Taka. Okay, let's move on to today's topic, actually. Hanging up pictures on a wall. So this is an interesting point, this actually, is hanging up pictures on a wall. So the Moshe, let's talk about very basic, very, very basically start off in the beginning. Let's say there's no nail fixed on a wall yet. So the person takes a hammer, and he takes a nail, he knocks it into the wall. So far, so good? That's point number two. That little addition to the wall, which is meant to be a little hole, binyan is b'chol shehu, that knocking the nail into the wall is an istamina Torah binyan. That's out.
That's Mamish binyan.
That's awesome. Now, the shayla is, let's say he's got a nail already on the wall. He's got something hanging on the wall, nicer. And now he wants to take a picture which is lying around over here and hang it on there. Is that allowed or not? Is that a problem? I must be honest, binyan is that you're adding something. What? Come on. The first thing is, he's got a picture over here, which is on the wall, which is on the table. He forgot to put it out before Shabbos. He put the nail in the wall before Shabbos. He's got everything ready. Now he wants to put the picture on the wall. Is that a problem? It's not permanent. First of all, more than 7 days, first of all. Yes, it's going to be permanent. It's going to be left there for a long time. Yes, so is that mutter also? This is also an interesting trial over here. It's the Erech HaShabbos. The Erech HaShabbos says over here that he tied this perches. Let's see if you dull it. He tied it as mutter. Tumona hat luya b'koysel v'einim b'chubreis b'klal ein isaboyin v'soysim b'kliyosu v'sarosam. He learns it's not attached to one. I'm watching this thing, this picture over here. This is much worse, yeah? This is much attached to one. That's lecha, let's screw that on. That's what a nice way comes to one like this at home. Pick them on. And you can see it at home. What? On that one?
Yeah.
So that gives it off. Oh, so that's much better. The one that mummish mechubin to the wall, that's mummish osu to your shali. No shali, yeah? Screw on. It's mummish osu. It's osu to the Torah. The ones that are loose like this, you can just lift off and take off. So our trauma is not on the wall yet. Our trauma is on here. And now you want to put it on. So that may time there. Is the, he signs over here. There's no problem over here. Ein issa boin of a soysa with yosu asa. There's no issa of clear on such a case over here. Because that's not part of the wall. It doesn't become part of the wall yet.
So he
says, these
pictures hang on the wall
and all, sir. Oh, come on. So that's stage one, yes? You've got a picture over here on the side, and you want to hang it on. So that is now, he's tying, that is mutter to put on, because that's not called binyan. It's not attached to wall, it's separate to the wall, yeah? That's mutter. The shayla is, well, Chaim's asking, there's always an interesting point now, Moshe. Let's say you've got a picture over here, and on the Shabbos morning, your wife comes on and says, you know, it's no good. That picture over there is no good. It doesn't match the scenery. Let's move it to the other side. Can you move it to the other side? There's another nail there. There's another nail on the other side. So you're not doing anything on Shabbos. You're just moving it over. It blends better. I love to do that on Shabbos. So that is not a shayla of binyan, like we said. There's no shayla of binyan here. The shayla is it moksa? This is a big question. It's not claw this. Is there a picture on the wall which you designated the mokum for it?
You just said, no, you can put it on the wall. Mokum's lying on the table.
Yes, but that wasn't designated anywhere. That wasn't designated to be on one place.
The
moksa when it's designated. Yeah, what's the problem with that picture over there? There's a thing called yichud mokum. Could be that something, even though it's a hetzer to a keli, something which you'd be miyachad a mokum for, you designated the place for it, it could be that itself becomes muksa. And therefore, to change that on Shabbos could be a problem. Muksa. That's a bit of a grey area.
It's not straight to make it straight. That's
straight the chor is okay. Straighten out the chor, that's alright. Oh, I mean, if it's muksa, no, you can't straighten up either. If it's muksa, then you can't even straighten it out.
That's what I'm saying.
The same problem. That's also a comment, yeah. So when I say, they say like this, yeah, the possible.
You can't stick
up and it's the same as I could try, yeah. Can you take the, someone's watch is broken upstairs in his bedroom, so he wants to take the clock from down here and take it upstairs to his bedroom. So that will hinge on this question. Is Yichud Mokum like that a problem? So 1 minute. So this is a bit of an interesting area over here. So big machlokes is exactly, yeah. Some say I'm a Shami Yehuda. Let's have a look at Shami Yehuda. He is machne. I think Perakim or Sivtes. He is a Shami Yehuda. Is machne Sivtes. Perakim is best. Tumuna should ask Rai Moshi. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Tumuna should loyim loyim alakir hey buksim. Anything which is hanging on the wall is muksa. All these things are muksa. If you're not makbid on them at all, then it's not muksa. So you have to know, if you're clock, you're not makbid on it, then it could be a problem type. So that's an interesting question. It's something which is designated a place, and the maaser, you want to move it around, are you allowed to move it around? Yeah, that's number one. Number two, that's the thing. Then, now, I think we spoke about this actually before as well, a moshla magnet on a fridge. So moshla, someone's got some papers on the fridge. Forget, let's say the papers are hetzer, you're allowed to read those papers on Shabbos. Can you take the magnet off the fridge on Shabbos?
Yeah. What do you mean
that
I say the magnet off?
That's what I'm asking. Is that called demolishing? Is that called destroying? Is it called a chibur to the thing? And now, moshla, everyone agrees, you can't take a door handle off a door on Shabbos, yeah? Can you take a magnet off the fridge on Shabbos? What? Oh, really? Well, probably moves around. You're not so fussy where it is. You're not really so fussy where it is. Yeah, but you don't mind so much where it is, I don't think. There, that's not called a binyan. The magnet on the fridge is not called it's not a chalik. It's not part of it. It doesn't become part of the door. You don't call the door with a magnet on. So it's not part of it. So therefore, taking it off is not called demolishing the door. It's not added to the door. So that, the Maaser, they say, is okay. A suction hook, that's much worse. Demolishing, you get these suction hooks, which you want to hang, if you want to hang your hat up on Shabbos, demolishing. So you cut your bar, you've got a lot of visitors come for Shabbos. There's no room to hang your hat up. So I want to put my hat somewhere. I've got no room. So I take one of these suction, these suction hooks, and I stick it onto the wall. That lechera is adding to the building. That's meant to happen. Even if you want to take it off, I'm not sure it helps. It could be bottom of the value. A lot of people leave it on for a time. Yeah? Once you put that on, it's very often meant to stay there for a while. So that becomes part of the wall. That's meant to be attached to the wall. That lechera is worse. That one should not do on Shabbos. But don't make a mistake about yourself. That's claw. You know, you got these baby chairs. You can put lights and wash sometimes these suction things. Otherwise, they move the plate off very easily. That's posher. That's not meant to be an attachment to the thing. Everyone understands it's a very temporary thing that the mice is meant to be taken off. Just a short time, leave it on, and you're going to take it off. That's like not a problem. So I think it's like a census over here. Let's see if we can find this. Let's see if you gimel. A magnet which is attached to a fridge and the papers there, there's no issa to remove it because of boiler. Obviously, you must have kept with the papers. Sometimes the papers can be moved. If you've got your shopping list over there, for example, then moisture, you can't read that on Shabbos. So all those papers are muksa.
What do you mean? All the papers?
All the shopping lists. You're going to go shopping on Sundays. You've got a shopping list written on there of what you're going to get. So that is muksa. That you can't touch the papers. But the actual din of the magnet itself, that lechair is okay. Okay. So a suction hook and these things, that's more worse than, than suction hook is worse. Then another interesting shayla. Also, I wondered about this many times, actually. Can you put a curtain up on Shabbos? Let's say this parechus came off the Aron HaKodesh. Or, it's my sense, Yom Tov, if you want to change the parechus, I'm sure you've got a minute to change the parechus, maybe for Yom Tov, wherever it is, yeah? You want to change the parechus. Are you going to change the parechus on Yom Tov?
No.
Why can't you?
If it comes off, let's assume it comes off.
Just work. No one should walk out before this year's finished, yeah? Because
curtains like this, that thing, the string comes up, the string comes up.
Let's go with the process.
Either one.
Which is not made for separation. I'm not talking about mechitza here, which is a wash. Let's say someone's got a shul, wherever it is, someone's got a place where he's got to make a separation between men and women. I'm not talking about that mechitza, yeah? It's not a mechitza which is mati or something. We're talking about just a mechitza which is less effort sneers. You want to have more privacy. You want to put a curtain on your window because you don't want people to see you. That's what you're doing it for, yeah? Not a mechitza which is for halacha. Lochein says, Mutter lit lois viloin in fnei pesach. A person may hang up a curtain in front of a door, even if it's going to stay there for a long time. The chain parechus in the Aron HaKodesh, similarly a parechus in front of an Aron HaKodesh, or will vachle yasa oil. Obviously, must be avoid the problems of oil over here. But the ma'aser, the etzim hanging up of a curtain is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah must be over here. It's going to stay there for a long time. Still called a temporary mechitza. Moedi says the small of the Mishnah Berurah. Kiven shehu na v'nod baruch tzuya. It flaps. Now I say the wind, it blows. That's not called a permanent fixture. So that is mutter, yeah? Kiven shehu na v'nod. V'gam eina ma'akal lo'evim deru sham av'le chavro le'mara le'mata. But to join it on top and at the bottom, to make it a firm chibur, that one should not do on Shabbos. And let's just go through this 1 minute. I'm going to explain. So now it comes out like this. In order, there's two things over here. You can hang a curtain up just for tzniyas. The mosh, let's say you've got a curtain, a window there. Perfectly, everything is blocked up. You're not adding anything to the building. You want the curtain just for tzniyas ba'alma. That curtain is mutter to put on Shabbos. Because you're not doing anything, there's no mechitza there at all, yeah? Adding a curtain, you're allowed to do.
I couldn't put that the thing through the curtain, would I?
What?
It's a wire.
What do you find? A long metal wire?
The
violer, from what we're saying over here, should be mutter. I'm not finished yet, that's why I tell you, don't run out simply, yeah? The violer, that's what should come out. The chayyah, to put that thing in the curtain, is mutter. Let's say I put the kind of on Yom Tov. Would I be allowed to? Well, that's what we're speaking about. That's what we're talking about. Can you put Yom Tov Shabbos the same halacha, Takamoshi, yeah? Can you put the curtain up? So the Maaseh halacha is like this. To add a curtain in front of a window is mutter. It's an addition, it's not a screen. The Maaseh, that's mutter to do. And then the chiddush is, another chiddush, if you're doing it to block an area, let's say you've got no door. So you want to put a curtain down in order to block people coming in, then that's much to do if you don't secure it both top and bottom. If you don't fasten it on the top and the bottom, that means it waves, then that's also mutter. But kitzer, all of these curtains that we do normally are going to be mutter. That the chiddush is mutter. The only thing is, on this, is the Chaznish Tainas, and this is what the Aruch HaShabbos wants to say. Let's just see if we can find it here. The Aruch HaShabbos is machmir here. The Aruch HaShabbos says that also litlo is vilo in agav mesila agav emoy. The Aruch HaShabbos says all this is also. Why? What's the difference? He brings from the Chaznish. The Chaznish says that this was only talking about, the whole heter of the Ramah is talking about he's saying the whole chiddush of the Ramah was talking when it's a temporary thing. Nowadays, when we put it on a building, it's going to be osal's boina. The Chaznish time is that the whole hetzah, I'm not sure what it means exactly, I can't remember his loshen, the whole hetzah of Beis Yosef, right, Vavila and Hatzori, but Surah Aroist. It's only meant to be a temporary curtain. However, our curtains, that metal thing that goes through it, that's a much more permanent thing, and that Chaznish Tainas is us to do nowadays. It's permanent, but the whole thing looks like a tsura of keva, and therefore the Chaznish says that itself is awesome.
So that should be saying the prayers.
Yeah, so it could be, the thing is, yeah, it could be sort of the same thing, yeah, it could be, according to that, the Maaseh might be the same problem. The Maaseh, the strict halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Chorah, is Pashtun is Mutter. That is the Tzvar, really, yeah? It's a Chiddush, this Chorah, what?
If it falls down, you need it, you can put it up.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I'm just telling you, the Chorah, we say we're going with the Aruch HaShabbos, yeah? So the Aruch HaShabbos is Machmir in this point. He says the problem. I must tell you, the Zichah, you're Machmir Nodun. I'm saying, if you see someone putting up a curtain on Shabbos, I don't think you have to stop them doing it. The Chorah, the Pashas of the Ramah, is that it's Mutter. Unless you come on with this Chiddush of the Chaznish, that Chaznish is the outcome, the different to do, and that's the problem to do. But Lechaira, if you see
someone, they're made to be changed for beyond their own.
Yeah, but it's a long time. Then, what do you mean? It's kept there for a few months. And not, they're not kept there for a few weeks. It's a, even that, even more than 7 days is already together a kavu already. So that Lechaira is already a bit of a problem. So
one, let's make a question for you. It falls down on Shabbos and you do it.
The same Shabbos. If you hold, you can't put it on.
It's not going to look nice in Shabbos morning.
I thought you could tuck it in. Maybe you could tuck it in. Or, okay, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes the cover of Shabbos is that it stays there.
Gates and shul, they change it after.
On Yom Tov itself. They change it. Some shul change it. Some shul change on Yom Tov. I'm saying it's like some shul change it. So I'm saying it's a chiddush. The Chaznish is a chiddush, really. Yeah? The Chaznish is a chiddush. It could be the Chaznish's case is when it's there for more than 7 days. I'm not sure. It's there for longer than 7 days, that parochus. Some shuls doing it as well. There's a hair as well sometimes. Ask our shuls. On Yom Tov. Ask our shuls. You go on Shmini Atzeret, you go to some shuls. It's changed. Back to red. So I'm a quick sikkum, Rabbi Isai, what we said today. What we're talking about, what we said over here at the beginning was, how do we start off over here? We started off hanging up pictures. So we said hanging up pictures, a loose picture which has not been up yet, it's not muksa, to hang up on a nail on a wall, that's muta. To move around pictures on a wall from one place to another, that one has to know if it's a problem of muksa, that one has to know. And then we spoke about this other shadow of hanging up curtains, suction hooks are problems, that's a problem, but not on the baby's table. And the mice, and the other thing is to prove to put the curtains up, the Chorah from Pashas to Ramah, that's Shri Mutter. But I'm saying the Chaznish says that our ones are worse, and therefore there is a mock on the Hachmah not to do it. Okay, and that's what Aruch HaShabbos is going with. Yeah.